And good evening, everybody. Hello, how are you? Happy Monday. Hope everyone's doing fantastic around the world. This is Jeff Gelman of Solid Canine Training and the wonderful Joelle, who's repping Solid Canine Training t-shirt. It's a one of a kind, well, two of a kind. There's two of them. She's got one, Courtney's got one. And don't forget Jeff Gelman Seminars. Go to Jeff Gelman Seminars, jeffgelmanseminars.com. We have a fantastic seminar series. There's only two left this year. That, as far as we know, there's one coming up in the Chicago area. It's not in downtown Chicago. Don't worry. You don't have to bring your gun. And then there's one in New Jersey, right outside of Philadelphia. And those are coming up at the end, the last weekend of this month in Chicago, the first weekend of May in New Jersey. And we'll be excited to see you. It is a problem-solving seminar. It's the original problem-solving seminars that have ever been around. And they are on their ninth year, maybe.
Is it nine?
I don't know. Until we took some COVID time off, but we started them 9 years ago. So we took some COVID time off. But I've done over 300 of them. Joelle has done probably at least 50 of them. And we've traveled the world doing seminars, helping families and individuals that are struggling with their dogs with some major behavioral issues. No, you know what? It's in my pocket. I'm not. You thought I was happy to see you, but it's actually the chapstick. There you go. Don't show that because that would be embarrassing.
What is it? Objects in photo are smaller than they appear, or larger than they appear, is what it usually says.
Right. Okay. So anyway, enough micro penis jokes. All right. So I hope everyone's doing fantastic. You know, this is the thing with this podcast. It's a problem-solving podcast. We are around to help you with your dog's unwanted behaviors. So many people are struggling, and they're struggling unfairly. So many people have been lied to, and I talk about this on every podcast. We have to understand the concepts of dog training, and we go over this a lot on this podcast. Though, I would say 90-plus percent, if not higher, they write into this show. It's a live show, but people type in, Joelle reads it, I answer it. All because they want certain behaviors to stop. It's so important that folks understand that your reward-based training that you are using, some people call it positive reinforcement, reward-based training, call it what you want, name whatever quadrant you want. Okay, I get it. All right, I'm very knowledgeable about all that stuff. Classical conditioning, operant conditioning. Okay, just train what you want, apply a punisher for what you don't want, and then you do a lot of stuff in between. And in our courses, we go through that stuff step by step. But folks have been lied to. They have been lied to over and over and over again, continuously on social media by their vet, by their trainers, by veterinary behaviorists, which are scam artists. I'm sorry you are. More than happy to go toe-to-toe with you in person and demonstrate dog training. It's not like, who's better? It's like, can you solve these problems? That's all that matters. Okay. Getting a degree, it's great. Mike Rowe put up a great thing the other day saying pretty much a degree on the wall is just a receipt. That's all that is a receipt. Mm-hmm. It's all it is the receipt that how much money you paid for your college education. It actually does not guarantee you that you have knowledge, and it does not guarantee you a job. All it is the receipt that you pay this university this amount of money, which you still owe 90% of, by the way, all right? And could you imagine becoming the president of the United States and just paying off your college loans?
No.
Obama. Mm. Yeah. Yep. Incredible. So let me give you a good example. Let's talk about how sensitive people are to a punisher or doing anything to their dog that is uncomfortable. We have two dogs with us right now. Well, more than that, but there's two dogs in particular. We have Rue, which is a Shiba Inu, and we have Walker, which is a Minpin. They are housemates. Rue came to us attacking its owner, attacking its dog Walker. Anytime they try to put a harness on it, anytime you try to pet it, touch it, it would attack. Walker is a out of control Minpin who, when he charged the door barking out of control, Rue would attack Walker. Okay, so we got to imagine this household. So Rue is dangerous and Walker is basically neurotic, and that's not an insult to the dog at all. He is. He's actually a very unstable dog. He's making great progress now, but he was also out of control, untrained. He's 7 years old, a lot of time for practice unwanted behaviors. We put up a video of the scenario where Rue attacks Walker. And it was Joelle knocked on the outside door, and Walker, the minpin, races through the outside door, jumping up and down, barking his head off. Now, normally, Rue would have attacked him, but since we've rehabbed Rue, Rue doesn't anymore, but that unwanted behavior was still there. We showed it live. Literally, we showed live how to use an e-collar correction to stop the behavior. You couldn't even tell that it happened. In fact, almost everybody was like, can you take me through this step by step? Like we just did. It's right there in the video. That's why it's like, you applied a Punisher to that dog? Really? Like, so if you watch the video, it's in our Instagram feed, it's in our Facebook feed, it's up on YouTube Shorts, and it's in TikTok. And he instantly stopped. And then when Joelle finally came in, which was just like, whatever, 30 seconds later, he didn't rush the door and he sat politely.
Yep.
This all happened.
Didn't even ask him to do that.
This happened in real time. Now, somebody asked innocently, well, does it hurt the dog? Because everything I've tried hasn't been working. Why is it when you see something with your own eyes, why is it when people have been struggling for months or years with an unwanted and a lot of times in our world, dangerous unwanted behavior, dogs that bite the owner, that bite family members, that bite people that come in the house, dogs that get into dog fights in the house, dogs that attack other dogs. Why is it that folks are so concerned if part of the rehab process involves discomfort to the dog? Now, I understand why. I don't want to hurt my dog. And you don't want to hurt your dog. I get it. But if we can take a step back and realize that where you are right now, you're in emotional pain. You might be in financial pain because things get expensive with a badly behaved dog. The state of mind of the dog is very unstable. They're in pain. Why is it that society says all of that can go away with just a reward? Now, we use reward-based training. We have videos on it. We demo it daily in our videos, in our all of our courses that shows what we do. We have live courses that are unedited where we show it. But when it comes to stopping unwanted behaviors, and you need to apply a 1 to 3 second moment of discomfort at all different levels, depending on the offense and depending on how well the dog takes the Punisher. Why is it that folks are so worried about that, but they're not worried about that dog that bit their kid and put stitches in their kid last week? Don't we want these problems stopped? Effective dog training of stopping unwanted behaviors absolutely involves some level of discomfort to the dog. That's the truth. And for a dog trainer to not talk about it more freely, they're lying to you. You're being lied to. I want folks to understand you are being lied to. Now, this is what one of the big issues are. People think that what I just said involves this, you losing control and beating the dog. No. We have a step-by-step protocol that has been well practiced for 20 years,
that thousands of dog trainers use. Not that we taught them. It's just common knowledge. And it's also common sense that's well practiced, that is effective, that dogs respond to. And it stops an unwanted behavior. Why are folks struggling to grasp the concept? I'm amazed. Because you're going to sit there struggling. And everyone's been brainwashed with, don't train with pain, don't train with fear. Now, do I want my dog to feel pain daily? No. Be afraid daily? No. But we get many dogs that are inflicting massive amounts of pain to others, humans and dogs. We have dogs that are always fearful and anxious, like just on a daily basis. We didn't even meet them yet. And it's not because the owners created it. Now, they might have reinforced it unknowingly, but the conversation needs to be more honest out there, and it's getting worse. And that doesn't mean because there's some latest method that was just discovered. You know what the latest methods have done? Made dogs worse a lot of times. Made families disempowered a lot of times. Because you're being sold on a bill of goods. And this is not because I'm a dog trainer. As a dog owner, I'm smart enough to know that it all makes sense. It all makes sense. That is why most dogs, at least that we come across and that we notice, are not even have basic obedience training on a leash, nothing off leash. Most dogs are unstable, and a lot of dogs have got serious behavioral issues. Some have got a lot of them, some have had a little of them. Nobody is speaking the truth anymore. People have gotten far, far away from speaking the truth. They practice one thing and they preach another thing. So let's go right to the questions.
All right. Let's see. Constance says, hi, J&J, coming out the gate with the laughs. I love it. Happy Eclipse Monday.
Yeah, thanks. We actually...
this eclipse is throwing me through the
window. We went to Costco yesterday. We got all of our eclipse supplies.
Everyone's acting like it's Armageddon.
It was $1,750. We purchased 5 generators. We have a 55-gallon gas tank in the back. We're down here in Florida where it's 85. We bought winter coats. We literally tarped our vehicles. We boarded up our windows. We did so much prep for this eclipse. It was incredible.
I didn't even have glasses to watch it, but Courtney did this weird little thing. Have you ever seen like the double slit thing? So it was like similar to that. Yeah. You poke a hole and you like cut a box, a little thing, and we could watch it like on paper.
Yeah.
We watched the eclipse on paper.
That's great. That's awesome. Glad you guys had arts and crafts time today.
We did. Tyrone says, hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Sam on Rumble, howdy partners. Hey, and Sam. Metal Chicks that says, good evening.
Hey, how are you? Hey, good to have you here.
Heidi, are there any tips to be able to use a bark collar on a dog who gets into the bark, yelp, shock loop?
Yes.
Collar off fast, but concerned to try it again.
Yeah, so it might be set too high. It might be set too high. Check your setting on it. And it doesn't make a difference what number it is. It just might be too high.
Yeah.
So some people are like, but it's only on a 2. Okay, well, it's too high. You can always, what you can do is start conditioning your dog. If you're home when it's happening, switch to an e-collar so you can control it. Next.
Alicia, good evening, you guys. Your faces are looking extra beautiful
tonight. Wow. Thank you. Huh. I haven't even exfoliated today. Thank you. Chihuahua always has wonderful skin, though.
Medusa Kane Corso says, why, when we understand common sense? We all wish we had the answer. I say, if we figure this out, the world problems will be resolved.
Well, we don't have common sense.
Not anymore.
If we had common sense, we wouldn't have an open border. Sorry. That's not even a political discussion. That's actually not. If For anybody that thinks that an open border is a political discussion, no, they're not. That's like saying having a car alarm is a political discussion. Having locks on your house is a political discussion. Owning a business with a gate is a political discussion. No, having a country with a secure border is not a political discussion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not. We travel the world. Joelle and I travel the world. Like, we have not been to one place where we can just walk into.
No.
At all. At all. Like, if everybody follows, I suggest everybody go to the Nomad Capitalist. Go to the Nomad Capitalist. And it's a great YouTube channel. And it talks about getting second passports, residency, golden visas, things like that. You will find that if you want to establish residency in most other countries,
it
can cost you anywhere from $100,000 to $1 million just to have not citizenship,
just residency.
Residency.
Meaning you can't even work there.
Right. You also have to have income, money in the bank,
health insurance.
Health insurance.
Listen, we've looked into this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like, so that's like saying every country, like Greece, they're racist then. Italy, they're racist then. Malaysia, they're racist then. Costa Rica, they're racist then. No, it's called smart owning of a country.
Okay. Next. This is dog training, Jeffrey.
Next.
Gene says facts. White belt says bravo. Okay, I guess dog training and world issues correlate.
They do, because common sense.
Yeah.
People have to stop throwing these catchphrases out there that they, you know, Tucker Carlson just did a great he opened up for Kid Rock. Mm-hmm. He opened up for Kid Rock. Tucker Carlson, if you don't know who he is, just look him up. Whether you like him or not, it's not the point. And he's like, he opened up for Kid Rock down in Louisiana. There were 70,000 people at the concert. And he's like, and he's in news media. Like,
yeah, Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like,
I can't even imagine him.
Yeah. So he's like it with his khakis and his button down polo.
Sweater vest.
You know, and his funny laugh. So
I love his laugh.
So he's got a great, anyway, he's like, according to the news media, I should be afraid of everything. But when I come down here and see 70,000 people here, I realize how great things are. It's like people are being controlled by the news media.
Of course.
Next.
So toxic.
Yes.
Metal Chicksta, I need to get a prong collar for my dog so my mom can have full confidence with him. For a fluffy husky, is there any recommendations on what to buy?
3 millimeter. 3 millimeter prong collar. You don't need anything bigger than a 3 millimeter.
Yeah, don't get those huge ones.
For no dog, you need anything bigger than a 3 millimeter. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gene, do you prefer long line or retractable leash for teaching recall?
You know what? That's funny. Long line I prefer, but you know what? I hate retractable leashes, but
for recall.
But for people doing a lot of different odor work, they can be very handy at the beginning stages. And for training of recall, they can be very handy for training of recall. Next.
Let's see. Kathy Parks says, happy Monday, J&J. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Jessica, hi. When working with separation anxiety dog, doesn't have any correctable behavior. Staying in a double down in a crate or on place, but drools and is wide-eyed, faking calm.
Yep.
Is this just her? What can I do?
Well, it might
no
be.
No other behavioral issues other than clinginess, nosiness, if I'd allow it.
Whoa, there we go.
If she'd allow it. She's not allowing it.
Okay, but how do you stop the clinginess? Right down below. How do you stop the clinginess? Because if you're putting the dog in place to stop the clinginess, what you can be doing instead is teach the dog the out command, which means get out of here and have it on a correction level. Also, know the behavioral issues. Who said that, by the way?
Jessica.
So Jessica, know the behavioral issues. Okay, let me ask you a question. If you have your dog in place or if you have your dog in a downstay, okay, is there something you can do that would make the dog break command without giving it another obedience command or saying break? For instance, if you got down on your hands and knees 10 feet away and was like, hi, honey, high-pitched voice, wave your hands, make kissing noises, would your dog break command? Sure. Bingo. Now you have a correctional behavior. How about when you open up the car door? Does the dog just jump in? Now you have a correctional behavior. You didn't give the dog permission. How about if you open up the car door and the dog's in the vehicle? Does the dog just jump out? Now you have a correctional behavior because you didn't give the dog permission. How about when you're driving? Is the dog in a mandatory down or is it allowed to sit up? Now you've got a correctional behavior. There's always something you can find. Always something you can find. If you're not part of our community, you might want to join our community. Mm. Yeah, our community is a yearly membership. It's a lifesaver for so many people. It's a lifesaver for so many people. It comes out to like $3 a day. Less than
$3 a day.
It's less, actually.
Literally a cup of coffee.
Yeah, $3 a day would be over $1,000 a year, and it's less than $1,000 a year. Yeah. And you get courses. You get twice a month coaching, live coaching on Zoom, face-to-face, voice-to-voice, every other Saturday. You get
all the master classes.
You get all the master classes.
You can see exactly how much you get out.
And then you get a great form of people. Your life will change. Your life will change. People blow that on crappy trainers all the time.
John Devine says, how does Jeff look so good at 70? Damn. Shots fired.
John.
Damn, John.
I'll tell you what my secret is. Shots you ready? Fired. I make good choices in my relationships.
Ooh. God.
Okay.
You guys are fucking awful. That's brutal. All right, let's see. I'm uncomfortable. Snuggle One says, hey, everyone. Hey, Snuggle One. David got a one-year-old, 120-pound Roddy that is with me for a four-week board and train. Wish me luck, y'all. He's an asshole.
It's funny when the Navy SEAL makes fun of the long-haired guy, and the long-haired guy throws it right back in his face.
Roddy's.
Yeah. I even won him over.
He says, my relationship with Moose is going good.
Yeah, you shouldn't call your partner Moose.
Or cow.
Or cow.
Good luck with the Roddy, Devin. I know.
What's the issue with Roddy?
120-pound Roddy that's an asshole.
Yeah. Well, you got your work ahead of you. You got your work cut out for you. The great thing about having dogs with a lot of behavioral issues is you can make so much great progress. It's wonderful. It's like a blank screen where you can just be training all kinds of awesome stuff, stopping unwanted behaviors, and then it's like, you know, putting some polish on that. That's great. Next.
Medusa King Corso said, how about settling? Answer for Jessica. It sounds like her dog already knows settle.
What happens with a lot of dogs is they do really well with the settle command. Which absolutely is, because she mentioned it, the dog's head is down, but it still drools. So the dog is physically in settle, but mentally it's still anxious. Now, panting, you can stop. Drooling, though, that's a hard one. That's really a hard one. Mm-hmm. That's why we've got all kinds of other ways to be like, okay, let me figure out over the course of the day what other things that I can work on that will hopefully transfer to that.
White Belt Lifer said, do we become magnets for Yahoos and their poor dogs when we're obviously training on our patch of grass in a public park?
Yeah. You own the patch of grass. There is a level of expectation. If you're taking up a football field, okay, it ain't your patch of grass. You know what I mean? But if you're a small house lot, it's not your patch of grass. But if you've got, if it's space and it's not in a dog park, but it's actually in an open dog park, it's like if you're there's a park right by us that we train dogs in. It's like, yeah, that's my, like, it's a humongous park. I don't know how many hundreds of acres this park is. It's like, I'm taking up a 10 by 10 area here. It's like, what's the big deal? Unless, God forbid, you get in the way of a Frisbee golfer.
Oh, yeah, they get pissed.
Then you're in their space. Next.
Joyful Canines said, I haven't found a retractable leash longer than 26 feet. I like 50. Otherwise, I'd use a retractable.
Yeah, just do a long line. Well, long lines are great, but yes, they can be a pain if it's not a completely open, snag-free space. And then what happens is dogs, if they step on the leash, like say on a recall, that even if it's on a flat collar or a martingale, that stops them because they're so used to responding to leash pressure. So, but it's sort of like you're better off safe than sorry. Next.
Melissa, what age can you start using e-collar on a puppy? I have a 10-week-old golden. He's doing great with basic, but I'm not sure how to start correcting.
Oh, no. Don't. You're not. No.
Well, jumping, mouthing.
But that's not. But you use
that's little, not e-collar.
But you can use a little bonker for that. Yeah, please don't. Please spend at least another month with all your food training with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of reps. Now, nipping and biting, that you can stop just with your thumb in its mouth. We use a little bonker, which is a cotton towel. No, bonk, it's fine. It's no big deal. You know, dogs swat each other on the head all the time. It's not like you're, you know, driving the dog's head into the ground. Excessive barking and whining, you can throw a bonker at the kennel if you want to. But do not use an e-collar right now. No. There's no rush. You should be doing lots and lots and lots of proactive stuff. The bottom line is, if you're going to get an 8-week-old puppy, which is now 10 weeks old, be prepared for some sleepless nights, some middle of the night, whining, crying, barking, middle of the night potty breaks. You know, it's a puppy.
Short attention span. You might be like, oh my God, obedience is so good. And then tomorrow they're like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I just sent home a Frenchie, and it was just here for a 2-week board and train for one of my one-on-one clients. And it's like, I barely corrected that dog for even not doing its obedience, because we're just doing literally hundreds and hundreds of reps of just wanted stuff, and the dog made great progress. Next.
Dog trainer Niagara said, love the community, great support, great training materials, and reference
awesome.
Points.
Awesome. Excuse me. Awesome.
Glad you're part of it. You guys are what make the community so special.
If you're Niagara as in Niagara Falls, what year did Niagara Falls freeze? And how many people have survived going over it in a barrel? Next.
B Summer says, my Rottie had issues, and now she's on your Insta story right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I just reposted it because you tagged us.
Oh, awesome.
Medusa King Corso said, just train your dog to chase their freezer, LOL.
Chase their freezer?
Chase their freezer?
Because that's where the food is?
Am I missing something?
What?
I don't know.
We're all confused.
Let's see. Jessica said, good on boundaries, good on thresholds, stays in a double down when driving, could possibly tighten up on personal space and corrections.
Okay, yeah. So you know what it is? So I would absolutely work on, so that cleanliness is a state of mind. Okay, it's a state of mind issue. If you work on that, that might be the key that you need. That might be the key that you need. Next.
Oh, frisbee is what it's supposed to say. Train your dog to chase their frisbee, the frisbee golfers.
Oh, fucking piss off these frisbee golfers. They're fanatics. They are fanatics. It's like almost like dog show people with their minivans with all the ribbons displayed, and it's like, you know, they've got like their blanket and their little chair and their freezer. It's like they're tailgating dog shows, and it's just like fanatics. And it's like these frisbee golf folks. It's like, hey, nothing against frisbee golf, by the way. Nothing. I mean,
don't be a hater.
I'm not knocking frisbee golf. But it's great to see.
But they think they own the park park we go to.
It's great to see people actually walking.
Doesn't matter
around.
Where, because the walking path goes through the frisbee golf. So we're walking. They're like, you're in the way.
Not the walking path. Just the park.
Yeah.
Like from point A to point B is open space with a bunch of trees.
Yeah.
Like you could be sitting down having a picnic there. Next thing you know, you get hit by a frisbee.
Yeah.
They just started putting up signs saying, watch out for frisbees. Yeah.
Melissa said, okay, thank you. I tried bonking, but felt like it was too hard. It didn't faze him at all. Guess I'm not doing it hard enough. I'm going to look into your puppy course too. Yeah, the puppy course will show you exactly how we use the bonk.
This is for a puppy? Oh, you're not using it right then.
Yeah.
You're not using it right. Yeah. Yeah.
Too hard as in like too hard for you to maneuver?
Oh,
Is that what you mean? Like it's too hard for you to do it?
I can show you. You don't release it, by the way, for puppies. Usually just like.
We show it in the puppy course.
Yeah, we show in the puppy course. Yeah. It's fair to do. It's fair.
Kendra, 8-month-old Chihuahua that has never been potty trained. Owners have punished it for accidents in the home. Will also go in the crate. The owners are now using straw in the crate. Any other suggestions? I feel like that would make it want to go to the bathroom.
No. Straw works great. This is the thing.
Okay, but our tip that we learned works great. We had to do it with a Frenchie puppy.
I know. Well, if go ahead, you might as well answer it.
So what we're doing is like, everyone's like, oh, feed in the crate. but don't feed in a bowl. If it's going to the bathroom in the crate, you have to take yogurt or like peanut butter and like smear it, or wet dog food, and smear it all over the bottom of the crate. So the dog has to lick it up. And then they're going to be less inclined to go to the bathroom there. Yeah, we just learned that, and
but
it worked.
But I think how old is the dog? 8 years old or 8 months old?
Eight months.
Okay. Yeah. So your dog just, you nailed it. Your dog's not crate or house trained. That's what it boils down to. So limit the food and water. All right. Limit the food and water. Don't let the dog free feed. Do designated meal times, 15 minutes. You would actually limit the water. You're not withholding water from a thirsty dog. It's just like, oh, you can have water for meal time, and then I'll give you a couple of water breaks, but you control the water source. Also have a very structured potty time. And it's going in the same area each time. Make sure the dog completely soils. Gets rid of the pee, and also make sure the dog poops. It's not playtime, it's potty time. And then also keep where's the dog? Like, if the dog's having accidents in the house, where are you? Is it when it's like it's in place and it just stands up and pisses? That's harder. But if it's like walking around, then I would say for now, until the dog gets control, you get control of the potty stuff, no free roaming. Next.
Middle Chick says, playing shows down in St. Pete. Oh, awesome. Any recommendations in downtime driving during the day Saturday? Any recommendations in my downtime?
Yeah, hit the beach. What's that one restaurant that we tried to go to? We ended up going there. We sat outside.
The Mediterranean place. I forget.
There's a Mediterranean restaurant.
St. Pete is so cute.
It all depends on what food you like. There's great food there. There's great
everywhere. There's cute cafes, very walkable. The beach there is amazing.
There's great seafood.
You'll love St. Pete.
Yeah, there's great seafood. It's a cute little city. And we saw Cirque du Soleil there.
Sam says, Niagara Falls trivia. What fun. 1848 and 16. I cheated. AI is great. LOL.
That's okay. Nice.
Dog Trainer Niagara said, Falls froze 1911. Over 5,000 people have gone over the falls since 1850.
Mm.
Gone over it? Like down that big ass drop?
I didn't realize it was that many.
That's terrifying.
The big thing was going over in a barrel. That was the big thing.
Why? For fun?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a suicide attempt.
It's like 100-foot drop. Oh,
many died.
I feel like it's higher than that.
Oh, yeah.
I was scared just standing there looking at it.
Yeah.
And we had to go up in that freaking stupid elevator you made us go up in. I did not want to go in. I was already having anxiety.
It's a stupid elevator, and I made you go up in.
The clear walls, I was in the back, like, hyperventilating. I'm like...
And I was right at the front going, this is awesome.
So scary. I can't do that stuff. Yeah. I hated it. Gene, how many sessions should you do with your dog?
I don't know. How old the dog? What's the dog's motivational level? I mean, you can, I don't know. I mean, you can do 3 10-minute, 3 20-minute. You can do 4 10-minute. You can do 2 90-minute. I don't know. Where are we right now with the training? What are we trying to account? And that doesn't include walks and some free time and, you know, things like that. But I don't know where we are with the training program yet. So we need more information.
Donna says that elevator sucks. Oh. See? You know that elevator. It's terrifying. And they put like 100 people in it, I feel like. Obviously, you can't fit 100, but like you're sardined in there like this. For like, it felt like eternity. It's just slowly,
there was
slowly,
12 people.
Slowly, slowly. I'm like, I can't breathe. I was like, I can't breathe.
There's 12 people. It takes about 60 seconds.
It was awful. Okay. Oh my God.
Did I make a joke like, oh shit, this is the one?
Yeah.
Whenever I go into elevators like that, like really like high buildings, I always say to, I'll turn to Joelle and I'll be like, is this the elevator that got stuck for like 2 hours yesterday?
That's my biggest fear in life. I fear that more than dying.
Really? Are you serious? Stuck
in an elevator, yes. If I'm alone, I won't take an elevator. I'll go up 15 flights of stairs.
Remember that elevator in Greece you would not go up?
Yeah, I carried all my luggage.
No, you didn't.
Oh, that's right. I put it in the elevator with you.
I carried it.
Last time, though, remember, I was schlepping 2 carry-ons up because I was not going in that one. You and Angelo wrote it. I met you upstairs.
Yep.
Nope. I don't do that shit. Melissa said, no, I feel like I'm going to knock him out. I was releasing it, though. But you said he didn't care.
He didn't care.
So he obviously doesn't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah. If you're part of our coaching group or community, you can always upload a video. Next.
Jessica said, he knows out. We call it move, but maybe I could work her a little harder on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I will join the community, stumped with her. She's 95% perfect, but the separation anxiety kills me.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'll stay miserable for 8 hours.
No, no. Separation anxiety is like...
without breaking her place to man while I'm gone.
This is the thing. This is the thing. Aggression, that actually can be avoided. Mm-hmm. I guess separation anxiety could be, you just don't leave. But aggression, oh, you're aggressive towards dogs? Okay, fine. I'm never going to have you interact with dogs. I mean, that's not what we do, but it's like, but that can be prevented. Oh, my dog bites people that come in the house. Okay, put your dog away when people come in the house. I mean, we would work you past that, but I'm like, that can be avoided. You could actually own an aggressive dog and keep it bite free. You actually can. But separation anxiety, you can't escape.
No.
It's very, very challenging. That's why we're so effective at stopping it. Community will dramatically help. Our separation anxiety course will dramatically help. Join the community. It is well worth it. And the coaching, it's like, it's live, face-to-face, voice-to-voice. You pop up on a screen, it's a Zoom. It's just a big Zoom meeting. It's incredible. It's fantastic. Next.
True that. Jan says, howdy.
Hey Jan.
Jessica says, I hate panting. If my dogs pant and I look at them, they just mope away. LOL.
Yeah.
I hate panting.
Yeah, panting, obviously, if your dog's, obviously, if your dog is, you know, overheating, of course you let your dog pant.
Panting.
But stress panting, if anything, it creates more stress. You think it'd be the release of stress, but it's like, you know, it could be.
You could also jump into our coaching. We have somebody in there right now who's making huge progress with her separation anxiety dogs.
Yeah, we have a 90-day, did we make a page on all the coaching yet?
Yes, I have it.
Okay.
I'll post it right now.
Awesome. We've got awesome coaching programs, like, and it's all done with you, meaning like we work along with you.
The Fast Track is like a tier up from the community because with the community, we can't possibly look at every single
person's
posts,
right.
But with the Fast Track, it's a smaller group. You can post videos. You can be like, this is what my dog looks like.
Yep.
And we can
troubleshoot
it with you. There's 2 coaching calls a week, plus the chat feature where we'll go back and
talk. Yeah, Joel and I are on there every day.
We're in there every day.
Every day helping people out. Every day. Yeah. It is so well worth the investment. It's a game changer. There's people starting dog training careers. There's dog trainers that are asking questions about client dogs. There's owners that are, you know, rehabbing aggression. You know, I mean, it's incredible. It's really, really empowering. It's life-changing. And that's not our words. That's their words. That is their words. Yep.
Joyful Canines, they found a bunker that's acceptable to the public in my Karen area, LOL. Empty windshield washer fluid container with a few rocks in it. Just wanted to share.
Yep.
The sound edition is fantastic.
So you can also use a tug toy.
Yeah.
So you're not playing tug with your dog.
I think Cheyenne does a metal bucket with clips and she just throws it at the ground.
Yeah.
Startle factor.
A tug toy is a tug toy. You're not playing tug with the dog, but you can use that as a bunker as well. Next.
Oh, speaking of, there's Cheyenne right now.
Yeah.
LOL, I just bought the Plight Pack course and got a kick out of Jeff's Frisbee encounter at the park. Yes, see? And he almost got hit. He was joking and the Frisbee golfers were not picking up on that at all. I know, that park. Those people do not mess around.
What happened? What did I say?
I don't remember, yeah. But I know I specifically remember filming at that park.
Did I almost get hit or something? Or
yeah, probably. Every time we go, me and Cordy almost got hit today.
Mm.
Kendra, yeah. What?
No, let's say it, and it's midweek too, so it's not that busy. Though.
Oh, they were playing today.
Yeah.
Kendra, dog had no free roaming. We reduced freedom. The puppy generally doesn't see outside as playtime. Owners are limiting how long they give her to potty. Joelle, the smearing the food is interesting, but what about dogs who don't care and eat the poop? Just curious.
Yes. So that's, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's a hard one. Okay. Poop issues can be harder to troubleshoot than aggression. Quite nonsense. Like, I'm telling you, that's why if you all are fortunate enough to get a puppy, start that crate training immediately, housebreaking as well, and get a structured potty routine. Do not let your dog free feed at all. Do not let your dog just randomly drink water. Have everything structured. Structure, structure, structure. Even if you get a brand new dog, you bring it home. It's 1 year, 2 years old. Boom. Start with massive structure. This whole they need decompressing. It's like, no, they need to be worked. Anytime you acquire a new dog, a lot of people are getting dogs later in life. They're 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. You know, they're just adopting them. And they're like, oh, I want it to acclimate to my house. And, you know, give it some downtime and decompress. It doesn't need to decompress. Immediately start a structured program. Immediately put it in a structured program. It'll thrive, number one, because what you're doing is by decompressing it, you're pretty much saying you have, you can do whatever you want.
And they got the dog from a pet store, so I already saw the area. It looked in the bathroom. Fuck. Yeah, it's like literally conditioned to shitting and pissing in its kennel.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah. Folks, please, I'm not saying this to make this person feel bad. Like, please don't get dogs from pet stores. Yeah. And this is not an anti-puppy mill conversation. This is just a dog at a pet store conversation.
Yeah.
Because you know why? There's a ton of dogs that come from puppy mills. There's a ton of dogs that come from backyard breeders, and they are fine. Now, am I a huge fan of actual breeders? I'm a humongous fan of breeders.
Ethical.
But I assure you, many of you right now own incredible dogs that are fantastic, that you love, and you don't know where they came from. And guess what? They probably came from either a backyard breeder or a puppy mill. They most likely did. Because people getting dogs from actual, real, true breeders, they're not ending up in rescue. They're just not. So, but when you get a dog from a pet store, number one, they're shipped at a very early age, way too early. They're never socialized properly. They're never exposed to environmentals. They don't have any routine whatsoever. And you know what they get? They get dog time, so they can possibly get separation anxiety because they've never been around away from dogs that like they cohabitate with. And they get a lot of cuddle time from people that just want to come in to meet their own needs of cuddling with a dog, but then putting it back. But they don't get anything, which those things are important, but that's not what's going to keep the dog alive. So, yeah, next.
Cheyenne said the community is amazing, well worth the cost, even with the Canadian conversion.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole, guys, stop using the Canadian conversion as an excuse. Doesn't work.
Doesn't work. How bad is the conversion right now?
It's not bad. No, it's not bad. Okay. And if you don't like it, then just ask, you know, your prime minister for some cash.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Dog trainer Niagara said 100% tell my clients all the time that dogs thrive on structure.
Oh my, yeah. It's like, put it this way. We strive on structure. All right. Children strive on structure. Dogs thrive on structure. All cattle do. Livestock do. Society does. That doesn't mean you're a robot. That doesn't mean you can't think for yourself. But also, structure is another word for discipline, not discipline as in corporal punishment, but discipline as like you're a disciplined person. Going to the gym, eating proper, meditating, working on your relationship with your partner, doing the best parenting that you can. Like these are all good qualities of a human. Which doesn't mean you can't like be wild and crazy and like have a great time with life. People confuse the two. It's like one or the other. It's like, no, no. Next.
Let's see. Jessica said fast track would be helpful because she checks all the behavior boxes. It's state of mind. So I'm missing something for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We can troubleshoot. See, that's how you can avoid an $8,000, $7,000 board and trade. That's what it boils down to. We have clients in there with two dogs, six dogs. Like we have a client in there with two fighting dogs. That's a $14,000 investment.
Yeah. If she sent them to us.
If she sent them to us. Yeah. Any good rehabber, it's going to be a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next.
Cheyenne said, yep, Bucket has been a lifesaver for us. And she said, you said something about the Frisbee almost taking your head clean off.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. I wonder if any of those people have like, there's like the John Wick Frisbee where he throws it and then all of a sudden he pushes a button and razor blades come out of the side all of a sudden as it's spinning, mm-hmm. or you're right, all of a sudden it explodes like right as it's passing you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Kendra said, so true. I'd rather work with aggression, anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah.
Than pooping and peeing and eating yeah. shit.
It's so difficult. It's so difficult. Yeah.
Brittany said the best thing we did was get the puppy course and start our crate training within 10 minutes of being home.
Yes.
Kinsey loved his kennel, never had an issue. We tried to get him to sleep with us once and he whined until we opened the door and he went to his kennel.
Good, good. Now listen, this is it. Who said that?
Brittany.
Okay. So Brittany, correct me if I'm wrong. You want him to sleep with you for your emotional needs, correct?
Duh.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's where it's like, that's how dogs is like, we have to be really careful about, like, it's so funny because people want to do best by their dog, but it's like, but hold on, that was a personal emotional need decision. Mm-hmm. Now that doesn't mean you can't sleep with your dog, all right? I sleep with my dog, mm-hmm. all right? But it's like,
we totally do it for us,
but we do it for us. Actually, he loves it.
Yeah,
Tex loves it.
I know. Wes loves being in my room too,
but he's like being in your bed.
Oh no, Wes yeah. would never. Yeah,
he hates it.
I've tried.
Yes,
he jumps right out. He's like, no fucking way. I'm not sleeping in your bed.
Just like it at all.
I'm not sharing my space with you.
Yeah, nope.
Joyful Canine dogs can't be sold in pet stores here in Canada for like 10 or 12 years now. Surprised it's still a thing. My local pet stores have dogs and cats occasionally from the Humane Society, but not for sale.
Yeah, they come in for like
an adoption. I couldn't believe it.
A lot of states do not have them. A lot of states.
When we moved here, I'm like,
yeah.
I can't believe this is a thing.
A lot of states in the United States, people have to remember how many states we have.
Yeah.
And then each state has its own government system. So we have to remember that. And a lot of governments, they control their own laws. So things are different in different states, like your concealed carry stuff, your Second Amendment rights stuff. So you've got your age of consent, you've got drinking laws, you've got.
But I think it's terrible and I don't think it's right that those poor dogs have to live in a box and like be alone at night and stuff. But just to say, if a dog comes from a backyard breeder, like Bert was technically from a backyard.
Best dog I ever owned. Yep.
Best dog I yep. ever owned.
Yep. Yep.
Because I was 18 and no rescue would let me adopt a dog.
Yep.
So I went to Craigslist.
Yep.
I got this little black lab, the best temperament in a dog I could have ever asked for.
Yep. It was a great dog.
He was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. There are, like, people have to remember that the majority of dogs out there that are alive today.
And if you have common sense and know how to raise a dog.
Right. Most likely didn't come from a reputable breeder.
Yeah.
They just didn't, you know. Yeah. But again, I'm a humongous fan of reputable breeders. Huge. Well,
Snugglebun says, my service dog came from a backyard breeder. He is a wonderful, gentle temperament.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You never know. And then you have dogs that come from breeders and they give you a crapshoot.
Yeah, I've had many dogs.
And again, we're not advocating for backyard breeders. We're just saying,
right.
If you got a dog from a backyard breeder, it's not a hopeless situation.
Not at all.
They can be trained. I think a lot of people use like the rescue and the backyard breeder as almost like a crutch.
Well, put it this way.
Well, I can't. Well, the dog came from a miserable life.
Right.
So now I can't train it.
How about this? The winner of Westminster a little bit ago was a German Shepherd who probably had the worst. That's the one whose ass was almost on the ground.
Ass was on the ground.
Probably the worst structure.
They do stack them weirdly, but.
No. This is even walking around. Oh. Yeah. It wasn't just the stacking. Probably one of the worst displays of structure I've ever seen on a German Shepherd, and it won.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I assure you, came from a breeder. And after it won, I bet you all of the puppies that were produced sold for a lot of money. Yeah.
The Onward Hound said, just popping in to say you guys rock.
Thank you.
Sam said, I've never been to Niagara Falls, but I've been on a boat to the bottom of the Garganta del Diablo, Devil's Throat, at a height of 269 feet. Oh, hell no. Where Niagara is 167.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
It is.
That is scary high. Yeah,
the falls.
I'd be like this.
Yeah, and the Canadian view view is way better than the U.S. view, too.
Did we do the Canadian side? Yeah, because we crossed
the border. Well, we've done both, but
we got interrogated at the border. And I always act so stupid when they're like, what's your country of citizenship? I'm like, I suddenly don't know where I'm from anymore.
Yeah.
Kendra said, yeah, pet stores are a scheme. $5,000 for a chihuahua. Haha. I've always struggled with dogs from pet stores. Rather deal with a backyard genetic nightmare dog, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing about pet stores, the massive, massive, massive.
AKC.
AKC.
AKC on everything.
AKC has turned into a huge just money-making paper printing thing. People need to just look into like how the AKC operates. You can have somebody, you can have an AKC dog, all right? And that's like all of a sudden be like, oh yeah, my dog just had a litter of eight dogs. I'd like to register them all. Boom, they send you out eight fucking certificates. Yeah, it's a scam.
Shane said, LOL, I used the Canadian excuse for a few months, but finally bit the bullet. No turning back now.
Yeah. Save money somewhere else.
Yeah. Kathy said, Fast Track is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Brittany said 1,000,000%. We were definitely offended when he preferred his kennel at the moment. We've all been there.
Yep.
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you? Yes.
Constance said, Keens would be one heck of a body pillow, unlike my little fun-sized pillow dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I just can't share my bed with any animal. I'm too much of a germaphobe. I'm like, I know what you do all day. Licking your nuts and rolling in the dirt. Like, you're not
talking about me or the dog.
Sleeping in my bed. Like,
is that why I can't sleep in your bed?
Yeah.
Because I'm licking my nuts rolling in the dirt.
Cheyenne says, that's what I was going to say. I remember seeing dogs in pet stores as a kid, but definitely not
recently. Oh, yeah. It was huge when I was growing up. Yeah. Everybody went to the mall and everybody went to Petland. Yeah. That's who's selling the dogs down the street here. Petland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
We had one in the mall.
Yeah. Everybody did. We had one in the Richmond Mall. This goes back in, that was in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. We had one in the Richmond Mall, and then there was one in a strip mall. But Petland, this was before Petco and PetSmart and those huge big box ones. But Petland was the franchise that you can get them from. But if anybody's familiar on like, you know, how dogs, like they're delivered in a, imagine taking a newspaper and turning it into a cone. Like a loudspeaker cone, and like the dogs are actually put in there.
No.
Yeah.
Why in a cone? Why would they ship them in a crate?
Well, the cones are in crates. They're not loose like in a box. They're in a cone because that keeps them confined.
That's terrible. For how long? Honey, they just sit there like this?
I don't know if that's the position they're in. They're usually 5-week-old puppies. They ship them really early. Yeah, they ship them early.
Kendra said, it was a Petland dog. I'm in Florida.
Yeah.
Snugglebun said, I had two dogs from Petland. Actually, they were great dogs. We didn't know much about training.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling, like I said.
I'm pretty sure my mom, way back in the day, got our Chinese Sharpei.
Everybody did.
One of those stores. Sure, and he was a great family dog.
I'm sure my folks.
He was actually a Sharpei that was like well-socialized, didn't try to bite. Like, yeah. He was a nice dog.
I mean, I grew up with a dog. You know what, though? We're from Ohio. We have access to the Amish farms. But my folks, our first dog was a miniature schnauzer. And I mean, my parents probably got that from a pet store or some.
Yeah, it was just some, so different
some
back
breeder.
Then.
Yeah, it was some award-winning breeder. Yeah.
No, I just think like that's just what people did. It was just like, I'm just gonna go buy a dog at
pet store. That's what, of course, they do that. Yeah, that's what they do. It's
different.
Yeah. Next.
Cheyenne said, every week my twin sister and I would go to the mall for a Timbit, Tim Hortons, and visit the pet store to see the pups with my papa. Wild times.
Nice. Yeah, Tim Hortons tried to make it in the U.S. I don't know if there's any left, but they didn't survive. Dunkin' Donuts.
I feel like we went to one time on some seminar trip, but maybe we were in Canada.
Well, in Canada, they're everywhere.
And I was like, not a fan of the coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so sweet. They put like sugar in all of it.
I think Dunkin' Donuts now is trying, I don't know if they're in Canada or not, but Dunkin' Donuts is now becoming obviously worldwide. Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. It's a New England thing. It's where it started.
I know that. I didn't know it was worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Like other countries?
Well, it's a franchise, yeah.
I know. I just don't think I've ever seen a Dunkin' Donuts not in America.
Yeah, they do. I've seen some in Canada before, I think. Yeah. Unless it's law that you can't have a Dunkin' Donuts. You know?
Sam said, we bought a GSD from a backyard breeder. My stepdaughter And I didn't notice until she got home that it was covered with fleas. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's been a pretty good dog.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Just you know, chances are every puppy is going to have worms too. It's just the way it is. Yeah, you just deworm them. And you can just deworm them yourself. You just go to Tractor Supply.
So gross. And they poop them out. Mm-hmm. I don't miss that shit. Cheyenne said, Tim Horton's coffee is horrendous. I'm just an addict now, so I will drink their swamp water. And you kind of offered to me, LOL. Yeah, I remember being like, this is not very good coffee. Yeah. I don't know what the hype is all about.
There's one opened up in downtown Providence right on a corner. Actually, I think it was a Dunkin' Donuts that went out of business, and they took it over. And that lasted less than a year. Mm-hmm. It didn't last long at all.
I'm trying to think where we were. We had to have been in Canada. It was probably when we did like the Vancouver seminar.
I don't know.
Because it was like in an airport, I remember.
I mean, there still might be some in the U.S. Well,
then again, I might be like biased because I got airport coffee, which usually is not top tier. So maybe Tim Hortons, I just didn't get a good first impression. Mm.
Which is too bad because you would think airports, they put their best product. Because airport stores, like the number one place for books to be sold are airport bookstores. Like they sell more books than anywhere. Mm. Maybe not Amazon, but airport bookstores sell more books than anyone else. So you'd think if you had a product and you were launching it, you want it to launch in like a busy airport because that's where you get an international audience next.
Fully Strong said, oh my God, I can't read the dog merchants. I don't question the quality of the puppy, but the life of the parents. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Terrible.
Oh yeah. They never see daylight. Yeah, they're actually treated worse than lab dogs because I don't believe lab dogs, like all the beagles that have numbers, no names, I don't think they breed. I just think they do massive amounts of experiments on them, which is cruel. But, oh, yeah, the life of a, oh, yeah, where their freaking insides falling out.
Oh.
Yep. Yep.
Sally says, Tim Horton's coffee is for beginners, not real coffee lovers.
Yeah. No.
I feel like that's like Dunkin' Donuts too, though.
Yeah. Yeah. You want good coffee?
Go because ahead. Dunks only taste good if it's like highly sweetened, yeah. Tons of cream, tons of sugar.
Yeah.
If you just order a black coffee from Dunks.
Oh. That's why when you go to Turkey.
Disgraceful.
Get some good Turkish coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like when I was just up in Massachusetts, there, my sister's little town she's in. All they have is one Dunkin' Donuts.
They don't even have a coffee shop. I thought every town.
The closest Starbucks, which I don't even like Starbucks but is 20 minutes away.
But a cute coffee shop.
Gas station or Dunks.
Now, as an RVer, I've been RVing long enough now. Truck stop coffee, believe it or not.
Some is not bad.
Is actually not bad.
Bucky's has good coffee. I will give them that.
Thank you.
Good black coffee that if you just had to drink it black, it's not bad.
Yeah. But truck stops actually are upping. They're upping. First of all, they got great showers. They got great showers. Yeah. If you ever haven't been in a truck stop shower, they're really nice. $14. It's your own private room. It's cleaned in between every single person. Still want to wear your shower shoes, of course, but. I mean, you get a sink, a toilet, a changing area, you get a shower, unlimited hot water, and, you know, it's really nice. It's really nice. Next.
Meg says, where are you located again?
We're in Bradenton, Florida, right next to Sarasota, Florida.
Gulf Coast, baby.
Yep. You can transport your dog. We live right down by
this. We have a great transport company.
That you pay for. It's not ours, but yeah. we recommend. And, yeah, you can also fly your dog into the Sarasota Bradenton Airport.
Natharian says, hi, Jeff. It's Nath from Montreal.
Oh, hey. How are you? We got Canada in the house today.
Yeah, we
big.
Do.
Nice.
I need help for stuff like this, especially a dog who won't stop to take the chance when she sees the door open to get outside. Yep. She doesn't stay in my yard, obviously.
Yeah, we can help you.
So she rushes out the
front door. You can join the community. You can do a consult. But for the amount of money you spend for a consult for an hour, you're actually better off doing the community because you get 26 yearly consults with Joelle and I, and you get a ton of course of time. You get a couple $1,000 worth of courses included, and you get a great community of people. So the community is huge.
You'll get Greener Graduate 1 and 2, which will show you how to do all the threshold stuff so she doesn't rush out the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Recall, you'll learn how to train a very rock solid recall. So God forbid she does get out one day, you can call her back.
I think the community is even just as important as freaking health insurance, frankly, because you're going to need it. But honestly, some point.
The bigger thing is like when your dog is trained, you shouldn't even think about running out the door. Mm. Like we can hold our door wide open and our dogs are just like, are you going to come too? Like, they're not
also
like,
this time of year now, because it's not too hot. Mm-hmm. We just redid our whole pool area. Joelle had it painted and we got rearranged the furniture and we cleaned the screen. It looks really, really nice. So anyway, now we have two sets of French doors that go into our back lanai, which then lead to the pool. So now we leave them wide open. First of all, everything's fresh and clean and it's really, really wonderful. And the dogs, they notice if we tell them to stay outside, even with the doors open, they know they can't come. They can't come inside. So it's interesting because we can also leave them inside. They know not to come outside, and we can have them outside and they know not to come inside, usually because they're still wet from swimming. Next.
That's it. Oh, Sam said, love, love, love the community.
Oh, good.
Good. I'm glad.
Awesome. Great to have you there.
It's our pride and joy.
Yeah, really is. I mean, that's where it's going to be at. Yeah. Between coaching and the community and, you know, more courses that we launch. Existing courses that we have now, it's got everything you need. It really does. If you have fighting dogs, aggressive dogs, join our 90-day fast track. Yeah.
Cheyenne says, I can't praise the community enough. The people inside are all like-minded and supportive. No more negative Nancy spewing abuse claims in all of the free groups.
Nothing. Yeah. It's a free group. What do you expect?
Yeah.
It's a free group. I mean, what do you expect?
People don't actually want help.
We actually
people in the community actually want
to. We don't allow that. First of all, to spend all that money, not that it's a huge amount of money, but people won't even spend $5 just to freaking, you know, say something negative. You know,
someone who joined, I actually want to read this because she just joined like a week ago with her super reactive dog. And I told her a couple things to troubleshoot.
Yep.
And she's like, hey, Joelle, quick update. Today I managed to walk in the city center early afternoon. We found a couple of dogs and a kid with a ball. And the corrections with the e-collar were enough for her to correct the behavior and heal back. Still has some arousal, but there is so much improvement. Thanks for your advice.
Nice.
So literally in 1 week, she has pretty much stopped her dog's leash reactivity, and she's just started working on
this. Right. And how many then ironically, we get emails every day, but there was an email that we got, I think, a couple weeks ago. Someone's been working on it for 8 months with a trainer.
Yeah.
And they've seen zero improvement. In this, you gave them advice, not in person, but literally you in written word. You didn't even tell her. Mm-hmm. It was just written word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. 6 days ago, she asked her question about her dog.
Yep.
Look at that. Yep. 6 days.
Yep. All right, everybody. Time to go. I love the new trajectory where the company is going as far as like building this great community of people, getting into more coaching programs so we can truly, truly help people. And the people we're attracting are serious. They want change. They're tired of all the nonsense and they want change. And that's who's joining. And you've got to be careful. I mean, it's not expensive, but it's not dirt cheap. But you've got to amortize that over years and years and years. Your dog trainer, it's like, it's a gold mine. It's a gold mine of information for you. Number one, your career will soar. Your knowledge will soar. But it's literally becoming a one-stop shop for, you know, I need help with personal growth. I need help with just, you know, someone, you know, looking to make sure I'm doing everything's okay. I need help with, I have no idea what I'm doing. What should I do? I need help with, I know what to do, but I'm nervous to implement it I need to take some courses to I'm looking for like-minded people to hang out with and talk with. Like people are actually getting together through the community for like pack walks and events and things like that. Yeah, it's really, really great. So proud of all of you. All right, everybody. Jeff Gelman of Solid Canine Training and the wonderful Joelle. And everybody have a fantastic, fantastic night. Talk to everybody later.
Bye.
Bye.